Good morning, it's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective, and this morning I'm here with Dr. Angela Maxwell, otherwise known as Max, the director and founder of the Bunny Hutch and Climates Rescue. How are you today?
I am fine. We are fine, sorry.
Oh yes, weird. Junior is actually here as well, but we'll get into that, who Junior is and whatnot. So what is the Bunny Hutch and Climates Rescue?
Well, we're an exotic rescue, and that doesn't mean anything crazy and wild. It just means anything but dogs and cats. So we do take chinchillas, ferrets, bunnies, of course, but we also rescue those animals that pretty much have to go to zoos education departments, some of which are legal, some of which are not. And we have our heaviest right now. Bentley is a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig. And he was transferred from New Jersey, and he weighs in at 200 pounds. He is substantially overweight.
So how did you get started with this?
So we were really never going to rescue. Myself and about five other zookeepers just were going to do information tables at exotic pet expos to be able to give people the information that they needed, because apparently Google, I think it's called Google, hasn't been invented yet. So a lot of people buy things at exotic expos. You can get a green iguana for $15 in a cup and have absolutely no idea what it needs. So someone at one of the pet expos just dumped off some Gaboon vipers and kind of said, my son bought these online, they're your problem now.
Oh, wow.
So that was the invention of Climates Rescue, because now we have people who know that we have a group of people that know what they're doing with exotics. And now people are dumping stuff off at my house. They are finding out about us. We're dumping things off at exotic expos. So we started Climates Rescue.
Well, what is the very first animal that you rescued?
So in theory, the Gaboon kind of was. But we, in the beginning, it was really crazy stuff. My husband decided that the Climates Rescue and the Bunny Hutch needed a home when there was an alligator in our garage.
Oh, wow.
We have a 6-foot tank that's a water tank that we keep at the shelter that we use to feed the lodge reptiles, but it was originally exclusively my alligator tank.
Wow. Why do you focus only on exotics?
So exotics only comprise 10 to 15% of pets in homes that have pets, but it's one of the number one trends.
Yeah.
They also require very specific care. And we had gotten a transfer from Peninsula Regional SPCA. Tony's a 6-foot green iguana, Tony Valentine. He's born on Valentine's Day. And the shelters are overburdened. They just don't have the manpower. And these things require very, very, very specific care, depending on genus and species. So our overhead is insanely high, because I have emergency primate biscuits. I have emergency chameleon cages. We have five endangered species of tarantula in isolation right now. And so we kind of went, let's help out the shelters. They have to take everything. And that's kind of how it became the crazy town that it was.
Do you see a lot of animals with health problems?
Yeah, we work a great deal with animal control and all of the shelters, those animals that aren't on their webpage that are happy and healthy. We had a young bunny who was a transfer from Yorktown, who we had then found out had bone cancer, ferrets with pneumonia. Scarlet is a 9-foot red-tailed boa constrictor, and she had a severe respiratory infection and was super morbidly obese. We are kind of who you're going to call type deal, that we have a very low mortality rate for the severity of the cases we take in, because we have young interns who wish to be zookeepers. So unfortunately, there's a lot of need for what we do, but we don't get the wonderful PR that the dogs and cats do, because snakes have the worst PR firm in the history of man.
Yeah, I would understand that. You don't hear many exotic rescues or anything like that. So in the studio right now, we have this abnormally large bunny with us who goes by the name Junior. Who is this big man in the building?
So Junior is named in memoriam after my father. He's Lord Roland Watson Belden Maxwell the 8th.
Okay.
In theory, the 8th Earl of Eastbourne. And my dad called me Junior, so that's where Junior got his nickname. But at 3 years old now, we just had his bon mitzvah. He's born on Veterans Day. So, you know, now that he's older, he can, you know, chat up girls and go by JR instead to be witty and cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cooler, JR.
Yep. He's, as far as we know, the largest rabbit in the United States, not by his weight. He does weigh about 25 pounds, but he's 3.5 feet tall.
Wow.
He's the official Easter bunny for the city of Virginia Beach and Easter 2018. There's big news brewing. His father is very famous. His father is King Darius, the Guinness Book World's Largest Bunny.
Wow, and where is his father located?
The breed's in England. Okay. It's a continental giant.
And that's why he's so big.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that it's an engineered breed. And in fact, Junior is the smallest of his kind in the United Kingdom by far. I think the next one down from him is 30 pounds. He's a tiny little guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the runt.
So can people pet him? Can people pick him up? Can
So there are... Four people in the world that are certified to hold Junior, but anybody can touch him. We do promotional and educational events. He's also my service dog, quote unquote, and he hangs out at the shelter because he goes where I go.
What does he eat? What's his diet consist of?
So every day, Junior eats about 32 cups of cut dark green vegetable, about 4 cups of little bunny pellets that we have to enrich with nuts and dried fruit, mm-hmm. about 6 pounds of the Timothy hay that he has in his stroller, and his favorite was goldfish crackers, but they have real cheese in them. So for a big treat, he gets animal crackers.
Now, you also had mentioned earlier before we started the interview that he's a pledge in a fraternity.
So Junior is the newest member of Kappa Alpha Order at Old Dominion University.
Nice.
And we just took our composite pictures day before yesterday. Uh-huh. And he was very handsome in his tie. He has a tie just like all the other brothers do.
That is amazing. I can't wait to see that. So what other animals do you have at the shelter?
So what don't we have? It's an ever-changing selection. Mm-hmm. So June is the only animal not available for adoption. So every week, every day, we never know what's going to like hop, walk, crawl, or slither through the door or kind of get transferred. Mm-hmm. So right now we've got a giant green iguana, the 9-foot red-tailed boa. We've got 2 turtles, Ernest and Dude, that have to get adopted together because Dude, who is a Florida Gulf Coast tortoise, is kind of Ernest's working turtle. Ernest suffers from anxiety. When he was first rescued, even at our herpetologist home and at other places, all he did was pace all the time, and he caused damage to his shell.
Mm-hmm.
When Dude was found and surrendered, we put them in together. They're both about the same lifespan, about the same size. Ernest stopped pacing immediately.
And
we've got dagoos, rats, ferrets. We don't have any chinchillas right now. Oh, we've got, of course, bunnies. And
all kinds of animals.
Yeah. Tarantulas, pine snake, corn snake morphs. We, chameleon, pancake tortoise. We get a lot of different. Mm-hmm. It's always kind of different.
Now, what do you have to do to be a volunteer or intern with you guys?
You have to be a human. That's it.
Breathe.
You have to be breathing. That's about it. So we take volunteers age 1 to 100. Our family volunteer program, ages 1 to 10, the young person, and all of this information is on our webpage.
Okay.
So is our volunteer application and our adoption application. Age 1 to 10, that they are a part of a family volunteer group. Age 11 to 14, they are still a part of the group, but they're allowed to do much more hands-on mm-hmm. things. And 15 and above, young people can volunteer on their own, and we do have a professional level college intern program for zookeepers. But you don't have to be a bio major. You don't have to only want to be a zookeeper.
So I could easily come and volunteer with you guys.
Oh my God, totally. Oh, that would be the best thing ever. That would be awesome. That we've got IT majors. We have those people who are taking a gap year mm-hmm. and just want to save the world one animal at a time.
Again, I'm here with Max from the Bunny Hutch and Climate Rescue. Can you tell our listeners a little bit what a typical day is like at the Bunny Hutch?
I haven't had a typical day in 5 years.
That keeps interesting, right?
That's an understatement. So the cages are cleaned 100% daily. We follow AZA guidelines, which is by far the highest standard. Mm-hmm. We're a fully inspected shelter, just like all the other city shelters, but we're completely run by volunteers and interns. So generally, every day, my day involves showing the interns and the volunteers cursory exams, how to evaluate animals. Their cages are cleaned, their water dishes. If it's above a certain temperature, we have exercise yards so that the animals can get exercise. We have volunteers that come in, and we call it the bunny brushers, that they're helping animals socialize to be able
that
to live.
That sounds fun.
Oh, it's awesome. Sometimes people come in and just sit in the garden and read so the animals can come up to them.
Yeah.
Because to some of them, especially the abuse cases, that people necessarily aren't the biggest happy, chirpy feeling for them.
Yeah.
So they get used to it. That, and then there's the emergency calls. We're open 24 hours a day, and we're pretty much, except for animal control, one of the few places where you can contact.
Well,
if
that's
you have
good to know. I know a lot of people are curious about that because, for example, where I live in Newport News, I've called animal control at 7:30 and they're not operating. No one can assist me. So then they transfer you to the police department. So it's good to have a contact outside of that.
Yep.
So all of these vet visits for these exotic animals and diets, I mean, it sounds like it costs a lot of money. So how do you raise money to assist these animals?
We do events of all kinds. We do birthday parties. We do scout groups. Everything to promote education and to be able to make sure that every member in your family is treated like with the respect that they deserve, a living, breathing, happy, chirpy creature. And like this weekend right now, we're at the Virginia Beach Convention Center with a holiday crafts fair. Mm-hmm. And we're taking donations for sustainable swag and other items the animals make. So the animals make all of our sponsorship gifts. We've got paintings and note cards. Sustainable swag is our number one product, patent pending, I'm sure. That the snakes and reptiles just shed naturally. So we have our family volunteers paint them with food coloring, and then the parents are shown how to seal them in acrylic. And we make Christmas ornaments, refrigerator magnets, keychains, pins, all kinds of items that are, of course, your number one holiday gift item. Ha, ha, ha.
It's definitely creative. I mean, I love my gift that you brought me in today.
Thank you.
Can people get these online if they can't attend an event?
Yes, we have online sales at our webpage, thebunnyhutch.org. And of course, you know, you can always, you know, just donate. That's the number one thing that we need is we have very specific needs for the animals. So we do take veg donations. Mm-hmm. We take donations of reptile items. We take all kinds of donations. Those items that we can't use that are really geared to dogs and cats, we fill up a trailer and then we take them to the different shelters to help support them as well.
Now you have the sustainable swag. Mm-hmm. How is that different from animal artwork?
So animal artwork is kind of paw, tail, or body made. So it's actually an enrichment activity. The animals just think they're walking through mud and playing around, when in actuality, it's child-safe paint, and we mix the paint ourselves. I've eaten it just to make sure it's safe. And
I do that with my dogs, honestly. I'll eat something before I give it to them.
Oh, I'm so paranoid. You have no idea. And then they just walk or crawl through it, and we do paintings anywhere from the smallest 8x10 to junior has some large paintings. We've got some large paintings that took an entire summer to complete because it's by smaller animals.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about Critter Club, another giving opportunity?
Critter Club is a monthly club. You can sponsor one of the animals or you can just do a monthly donation. And every month you get a letter from Junior and you get a very specific animal piece of artwork that is from the animal of the month. So November it was chameleon, December is coming up, and I so don't remember. but you never know what's going to come through. So you always get information from Junior about how you can help. And of course, the sponsorship monthly programs are the best way to help us out.
What is a naming opportunity?
So we also have corporate sponsorships and naming opportunities. We have a 40-foot mobile outreach unit. So there's a lot of space for different sponsorship, corporate sponsorship, or private family sponsorship. Plus, you can name a room, the, you know, Climates Rescue classroom brought to you by who knows that. Name animals, name rooms, name the bus, name an event. The big man will go out to your business and help you promote your business.
That's awesome.
That he goes and helps the community as much as he can.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about your donations. Is there anything specific, as in item donations, that you guys are really looking for?
We always really could use reptile heat pads, reptile lights, reptile bulbs. Everybody thinks a reptile bulb just gets changed when it burns out. They have to be rotated because the vitamin efficiency goes down the longer hours that they're on. So we can always use those. Heat pads, items that you can build in tanks. And we build custom mini exhibits there. That's kind of how we became the zoo that isn't a zoo. Mm-hmm. All of our reptiles, a lot of the arthropods, get donated out in a tank that's custom built so that it can go into any home. And it keeps the exact temperature that that animal needs, to, no matter how you keep your home from 68 to 72 degrees, it doesn't matter.
So you mentioned that Junior has a lot of appearances. Do you go to schools often?
Junior goes to school programs. We've got about 100 different topics, from Shape Safari for the little kids, story time. We have programs written for the state SOLs through university and public speaking engagements that Junior's done.
Now, do you do any events specifically at your facility?
We can do small ticketed events.
Okay.
So our soft launch was Halloween last year, not this one this year. And so about 300 people showed up at a very small shelter.
Good and bad situation.
Good and bad, yeah. So we can only do small ticketed events now. Because our standards are so high, we're a member of the Virginia Beach Hoteliers Association.
Okay.
And the Virginia Beach Resort and Convention Center donated a very large conference room so that we could have Junior's birthday party. It was also our Veterans Day event.
Okay.
So we do a lot of events away, but like smaller, cozy events.
Maybe like a birthday party, intimate.
Yeah, okay. We do birthday parties. And in fact, for birthday parties, we shut the whole building down. That's so cool. That your guests can have an immersive experience and watch the interns work. Our whole facility is set up exactly like behind the scenes of a zoo. You never, ever get to see. We pull back the wizard's curtain, so to speak, so that you can see the amount of care and the education level that it takes to care for elephants on down.
That's awesome. I would love to have a party there myself. Where's your facility located?
We're at 1165 Jensen Drive. Mm-hmm. It's a little street off of Birdneck, which is exit 22. We're about a mile and a half from the oceanfront.
And for the public, when are you open for people to come by?
We're open every day until 6. We're in winter hours right now, so Monday through Friday, we're open 1 to 6. Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 6. But when we're at events like we are today, this whole weekend we've been at the, it launched Black Friday. when Junior's away from the facility, we just leave one or two interns behind so that we don't have to do all of the work. We always put on social media when we're not there, so that nobody drives all the way. We're open, in theory, 24/7. We answer the phones 24/7.
So you have this event going on this weekend. What about any future events we should know about?
Valentine's Day is probably going to be our next large event and a sweetheart event at the shelter, more than likely. We want to keep it like nice and simple. And then, of course, I don't know, Easter?
Yeah, that's, makes sense, right?
Yeah, I know. That the big man is going to go to different places probably every weekend in March, because Easter mm-hmm. is April Fool's Day this year.
And didn't he have like an award or something in regards to being the Easter Bunny?
So Junior, not only being the largest rabbit in the United States, is the official Easter Bunny by mayoral proclamation by Mayor Sessoms, who loves awesome. Junior very much, that he's the official Easter Bunny for the city of Virginia Beach. He just got an award, a community impact award from COVA Magazine and Coastal Virginia Magazine, mm-hmm. Plus his award from the fraternity. And
he's a police officer as well.
Yeah, he's a junior police officer, of course. His biggest job is I'm a wounded warrior, I'm a combat veteran, and Junior is my emotional support animal.
That is amazing. He has so many titles.
He's a hardworking bunny.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
That being the best kept secret in Hampton Roads isn't great for an animal shelter. We would want to make sure that everybody knows that exotics deserve the same respect and support and care that any member of your family does. We want to make sure that every member of your family is the healthiest, happiest, and fittest. Whether you're covered in fur, feather, skin, or scales, mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we can help everyone.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Max, and Junior as well. Again, if you want to check out their website, thebunnyhutch.org, feel free to do so, or text the word bunny, B-U-N-N-Y, to 757-104. I will send you a link straight to your phone about upcoming events, other things that Junior will be attending and whatnot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.